Oh, welcome back to Terrible at Fishing for this week. This week has been crazy. My wife and I, we've been riveted, just like most of you probably, to what's happening in Southern California. So our thoughts, our prayers are with everyone down in Southern California. What's happening down there, I'm recording this on Thursday, still at 0% containment. We got off the phone with a friend of ours, and many of our friends have lost their homes in Altadena. We moved here from Los Angeles, and I'll tell you a story of why we moved. 5 years ago was really the straw that broke our camel's back. There was a fire called the Tick Fire. And we lived in Canyon Country over by Santa Clarita. And that morning was like every other morning. It was beautiful. And I went bird watching. And then the kids wanted to go to the public library in Valencia. So we went over to we took the family over to the public library. And while we were in there, a friend of mine called and says, "Mike, there's a fire heading over to your house." And I go, "No, there isn't." I was just bird watching this morning. Did a bird walk. It's beautiful. There's no fire. And he goes, "Oh, there's a fire." And so we stepped outside of the Valencia library. And we looked over and there was a big plume over approaching our home. So we left the kids at the library. They were old enough. Don't worry. And Kathy and I, we went driving to our home. And we lived on Sand Canyon. And by the time we got there, roads were blocked. And so we kind of meandered our way in. And I got out of the car and I ran up the hill. Fire was all around. I was about 15 feet from walls of fire that were way taller than I can imagine. And I ran in to get our pets and my cat and my dog. I didn't want them to burn to death. So I got out, and the cat jumped out of my arms, but I still had the dog. And a neighbor pulled up, and I got in his car, and he got me out of there down the hill to my wife. And I was, we were worried. Homes were being burned all around us. And I looked at my wife and I said, "Look, it's just stuff. It's just stuff." And, all those people down there that are losing their homes and have lost their homes, they're great. I'm actually very, very happy that only 5 people have lost their lives. But as of this moment, and sad that 5 people lost their lives. We have a lot of friends down there, obviously, and friends put us up in their home for a few days until the fire was controlled and extinguished at the Tick Fire, and homes around us were destroyed. Our house was not. It was a lot of smoke damage. A lot of smoke damage. Took a lot to clean it up. What's happening is it does bring back memories. It wasn't the only fire that we survived, but it was definitely the closest. Next door neighbor destroyed, a house was completely leveled. And it was our wake up call. Southern California, you get a lot of fires because there's no rain and it's just dry vegetation. And although around our home, we had a large, like hundreds of yards of ice plant, which is a really good barrier, by the way, But, I mean, embers and flames, they jump it, and we're hitting neighbors' homes. And to be honest, you know, even in my poor health, I was stupid to run up that hill. And I mean, I couldn't breathe. I could barely see where I was going, and I couldn't breathe. And I just wanted, I mean, I forgot all my pills, you know. I mean, to be honest, I just wanted to save my animals. I didn't think about grabbing any stuff besides the my animals. And my cat, we were able to find my cat weeks later. She just recently passed away last year. But she did real good. It was really, that was the straw, was the fires. And I know a little bit of how many of these people feel. And when I got to our car, she was upset. And I was just grateful, you know, that we were home. And we were all safe. And when it comes down to, you know, this type of event in one's life, you count your blessings. And that day I counted my blessings. I smelled like a fire. I mean, it was crazy. And what those people are going through down in Los Angeles right now, and it is just stuff. You know, I know it's memories, and I know it's this and that. I know. But it's just stuff. And that's what I kept telling my wife. And we can replace stuff, you know. And memories do not go away. They just don't. In fact, memories become more precious to us. They grow in value. Yeah, you don't have a catalog of it anymore. But you have the memories. And I hope our friends and all those people down in LA, nice thing about my faith is that we come to each other's aids. And I know emergency shelters have already been set up down in Los Angeles. And evacuations, and our friends in our faith are taking care of one another right now. I mean, because we're on the phone with them. And everybody's taking care of everybody right now. They are not going without a bed. They're not going without a food. Without food. In our faith, we rebuild each other's homes. And we take care of each other. You know. And our neighbors. And our neighbors, of course. I mean. Faith first. So, I spent the opening segment talking about the fires down in Los Angeles. I used to work in Santa Monica, so the Pacific Palisades in that area were customers of mine, and Malibu and Brentwood and that area, Bel Air, believe it or not. And I knew a lot of movie stars, a lot of television stars, a ton of them. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. I mean, and sports stars and stuff like that. I mean, and I've been to their homes, and I've delivered stuff. I've helped them hook up stuff. I've done a lot of stuff down in that area that is now gone. Is now gone. And you don't understand, you know, people don't understand. You think about Pacific Palisades, it sounds really cool, but, and it does, it is pretty cool. But those people have owned their homes for 50, 60 years. They don't have a lot of money. And they, you know, their homes are paid off. They're living on Social Security. These are just normal people like you and me. I mean, some are rich, some aren't, but most are not. They're just, most are not. And so, fortunately, you know, the people I know in my faith is they're helping each other, and they are so consumed right now with taking care of our brothers and sisters. Hopefully, you know, similar support systems are set up for everybody, but I know that the ones that I know have lost their homes. They're being taken care of, but they're sad and devastated. But it is just stuff. Oh, I know. It went kind of a dump, you know. I don't know what the, you know, what it's going to look like in 24 hours when you guys listen to this. I'm pretty sure it'll still be burning down. There's just no, right now there's just really no control. So, but we will get back to, you know, some of the news events of this week besides the fires. We're going to talk about a challenge that was put upon me this week, and I'll tell you how that went. As you listen to this show, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be, because I pre-record my shows. I don't know if you knew that. You probably did. So I pre-record my shows, and I try to push this off till Thursday because of what's happening in Los Angeles. And, you know, the heart, you know, that we're seeing in the people down there, too, is phenomenal. The news reports are enrapturing, but I don't want, you know, you watch so much negative, it will affect you. And it brings back the fire that I you know, that we had around our house 5 years ago. And it was just 5 years ago. Again, that was my wife, and my wife looked at me, you know, after I got back in the car and we were staying at our friend's house, who put us, our whole family up, five of us, they put our whole family up, you know, she goes, we gotta leave, we're moving. I go, well, it says one way or another, okay, you know, if we go back and our house isn't there, we're moving. But our house was still there, we just cleaned it up and sold it. And then we moved up here to Klamath Falls, where happened to be 5 years ago, they were having all these wildfires. It was like we were dying. It was like, I thought we were leaving it. And remember 5 years ago? Oh, it was crazy. Northern California and around here, we had fires. And it was our fault. That Oregon was on fire. We move up here, and there was fires. It's our fault. Oh, when we drove out of Santa Clarita, there were fires. And in our rearview mirror were just plumes of smoke. And Valencia was on fire. And it just made us happy that we were leaving. So in our next segment, we won't talk about the fires. We're going to talk about other stuff. So I want you all to stay tuned, because I know that 15 minutes was bad. The next 15 minutes is going to be more fun. See you in a few minutes.